Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and good evening. Praise God. Today is August 13, 2013, and I am Pastor Jay Rouse, and you are listening to the Pastor Jay Rouse Show, direct brought to you from Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communication. How is everyone doing this evening? We're in Toronto in the studio, and I have a British term for what the weather is doing right now, and we would say it is nippy outside. It's kind of chilly out there. It's like a fall day. It's late fall, close to winter. I don't know what happened, but our temperature dropped. But it's ironic because my mom said, but after today, There's going to be several days of nice, warm, pleasant sunshine. Praise God. So God is still smiling on us. Amen. I love that song. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Amen. I don't think you want to hear me sing it. Praise God. But before we begin, you know the routine. It's time to look to the Lord. So join in me, with me right now as we look to God to not only take over the show, but to fix anything that could go wrong, to fix things going wrong in our lives, and just basically to seek Him because He is worthy. Amen. Praise God. Let's pray. Father God, we just thank You, Lord, and we praise and worship You, and we are grateful that You are God and You continue to love us and bless us and take care of us. You know, You said You would give us our daily bread, and we get so much more. So for that, we're truly, truly grateful. But Father, we think of those who are in a position that don't even get that, and they still consider themselves blessed, Father. Today, our prayer is humility, that You would teach us to not be so desirous of all the things that we have in the world and always needing and wanting so much more when there's so many out there who have so little. Give us a heart of charity, Father God, a heart of goodwill, and a heart of giving, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just thank You for continuing to allow us to rise up with the sun this morning, and that we are still here to see it set. Praise Your name. And Father, we just ask that You continue to strengthen us. I put a prayer out there for those who are feeling sick this day and that are not well. We rebuke cancer in the name of Jesus. And we say to all these diseases that are not of You, that they be gone and not come back. And Father God, we ask for joy. We ask for peace. We ask for those who are mourning and those who are grieving, Father God, that they be lifted and encouraged, Father. And Father, we speak to those in financial debt and financial troubles, Father God. Some may be facing trials and tribulations that they can't get through, and the stress alone could kill them. But Father God, we know that if we put all things into Your hands, that You would take over and You would do what You had to do, because You have promised that You would never leave us nor forsake us. And You also said that You would take our troubles upon You and we could have Yours, because Your burden is light. And so, Father, we hand things over to You this day, and anyone in my earshot that when they're troubled and they can't seem to get through and they're not sure what to do, that they know that they can turn to Jesus. But Father, right now, we hand this show over to You, and we say, have Your way now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hide me, use me, fill me, and encourage me, Father, and allow Your messages to go forth. We thank You and praise You now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We continue our Caribbean theme. I'm loving this month. I usually get silly and giddy, but I'm just really loving this. I guess I am a little bit more Caribbean than I realize. Praise God. My mom would laugh right now if she could hear me, because she always calls me a wannabe. Amen. I'm a little mix-up islander British girl, so... But you know what? I'm a child of the living God, and I enjoy all kinds of God's music. And we've got gospel, we've got Christian, we've got instrumental, we've got jazz. We play it all here at the Pastor J. Rose Show. And this month, we've made it Caribbean month because there's so many wonderful things taking place. But just as a reminder, because it's Caribbean month, let's hear something called Caribbean Praise by JD. Enjoy!
Caribbean, good to see you, Master. We'll take you there. Say, Now we are jumping.
Caribbean praise. Amen. Jump and wave, praise God. Oh, I'm so excited. Lots taking place. First of all, before we begin, I want to give a shout out to our big sponsors this month. I'm so happy that they're on board and they support us and we support them. Amen. Because that's just what we do, and we want to give them a shout-out. First of all, we want to say hello to our friend Christine at Sunrise Pastries and Catering Service and the Taste of the Caribbean. They do baking, they do catering, you name it, they do it. And you can reach her at 416-299-7771 right here in the heart of Toronto, and she's located on Pitfield Road, that's McCowan, and I believe just north of the 401 and Shepherd. Okay? So that's Sunrise Pastries and Catering Service, giving a taste of the Caribbean. We also want to give a shout-out to Scarlet Ibis Restaurant, to my buddies over there, always cooking up a storm and always treating people just right. Amen? And that's a good thing because folks sometimes they just don't get on right. But over there, you know, the food is good, the people are great, and you're blessed. You're blessed when you go there, praise God, because they know how to really be hospitable, and that's wonderful. And then we want to say hello to Caribbean Chop House, Caribbean Foods. They have takeout menus, eat-in and takeout. They're in the heart of Scarborough. And their number is 647-748-CHOP. So that's 647-748-2467 for those calling in on a cell phone. Because when you give words nowadays, the numbers don't dial out the way you expect because they don't match up like they used to. Now, Caribbean Chop House is located at 4045 Shepherd Avenue East in Scarborough at Kennedy and Shepherd. And don't forget Scarlet Ibis Restaurant. They're at 1880 O'Connor Drive. You can give them a call. You can step on by. And we also want to give a shout out to Rouse Ministries. Yes, that's right. Rouse Ministries. We've been busy. The last 2 years have been extremely busy. But we're going to be very busy this month. So I apologize now for those who are trying to reach me. I'm dealing with emergencies and counseling and the needy and the necessities of ministry right now because, you know what, as much as I give, I too need to breathe. And I'm going to have a crazy month, and I've been told by a friend, do not overextend yourself. But anybody who knows me, well, I don't overextend myself because I am an overextension, period. So I'm always burning both ends of the candle, so to speak. But I just want to say a shout out for Rouse Ministries because I'm very proud to say that we are honored to be able to do God's work and to serve God and to share God and to, more importantly, show God. That's my favorite part. You know, I saw a play the other day, and I went to go and see these young people's play. I was telling you about it. We have some pictures we'll be posting on our Rouse Ministries broadcasting and communications page soon. But the key thing was, if you don't see Jesus in me, well, something's very wrong. Amen? Excuse me. Yes. So you have to see the Jesus in me. And if you don't see it, something's missing. Praise God. So on that note, why don't we have JD Take over me, Jesus. Amen. Praise God.
Over. Amen. Jesus, take over me. Jesus, take over me. Jesus, take over me. Jesus, take over me. Jesus, Jesus, take over me. Jesus, take over me. Jesus, take over me. I'm the guy missing it. Oh, 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 eh, eh, oh, 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 eh, eh. Oh, 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 eh, eh, oh, 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 oh. Jesus, take over me. Jesus, take over me. Jesus, take over me. Jesus, take over me. Giving Jesus all the glory, the glory. And if you forget, let me remind you the story. All he died to save me, on the cross he laid there. He didn't like he gave me. That's why I went on in the water, the water, the water, and I come up, I come up. A new creature, went on in the water, the water, the water, and I come up, I come up. A new creature, Lord, I thank you for my life. Hold me through the day and night. Without you, there is no sight. There's my life, oh Jesus.
Over my life, Jesus, amen. Well, that's not exactly how he said it, but I certainly can't talk the way he does. Amen. But that's what he's saying. Take over my life, Jesus, amen. And I give it all to you. Amen. Okay. What is happening? What's happening? What's happening? If you've had a birthday between last week and today, and yes, today is Tuesday. No, you're not thinking it's Wednesday because today really is Tuesday. We changed the date of the show to this week because tomorrow we'll be live on location because Lime is coming. Looks like we have someone on the phone. But Lime Masters Cricket Club is going to be coming, and they're coming via airport. And what's happening is they will be coming in the airport tomorrow evening at 8:40. And from there, they're going to go back to the hotel, and I guess they got to have a meeting and a get-together, and all sorts of stuff is going to be happening. Praise God. So we will be very busy tomorrow evening. So today is your day. I can't forget my folks. So today is your day. And even more importantly, like I said, if you've had a birthday between last week and today, and including tomorrow, amen, then we want to tell you happy birthday. I know that we wish you all the very, very best. If you're celebrating a special occasion, maybe you got a promotion, maybe you got a new job, maybe you got married, maybe it's your anniversary, whatever the case may be, we want to say congratulations and give you a blessing from the Lord. Amen. And so we hope that things will continue to bloom and glow and grow. Amen. Praise God. But for our birthday people, you know how we do this. So here we go.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Okay, let's get going. We've got lots of community happenings, and we just want to share some of them with you. Okay, August 30th. Don't forget, there's a live TV recording by Rogers TV of the play When It All Falls Down by the lovely Natalie Miller. This is taking place at the Richmond Hill Center for Performing Arts, and it starts at 7 p.m. That's August the 30th. One reminder, all our upcoming international events are all posted. Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page. Don't forget to check it out. We don't always get everything on air, and we don't get everything right away. So we do post them, though. As soon as we get access to them, we post them. So please stay tuned and make sure you keep checking that as well. Also, coming up in September, we have the 14th and the 15th of September, the gigantic gospel concert. The one on the 14th is at the Friendship West Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. And these both are presented by J. Spivey Productions, and both of them are going to be hosted by Pastor Kim Burrell, and it consists of Leandria Johnson, Kathy Taylor in Favor, Shirley Caesar, Tamla Mann, and Crystal Cameron. Now, on the 15th, the same gigantic gospel concert, I like that term, gigantic, I guess it's a really big one. It will be taking place at the Bernard G. Coliseum in Huntsville, Texas, okay? So don't forget, once again, the details are on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page. And just a reminder, on the 15th, David Mann will be in attendance at that gigantic gospel concert. That's Tamla Mann and her husband, but that's on the 15th. Only Tamla is on the 14th, okay? Moving right along. Let's see, I believe September, yes, September the 20th and the 21st, OMG, Private Pain in Public Schools. Check out the website, www.omgunplugged.com. Play written and directed by Dr. Elaine Brown Spencer. Now, the play will be held at the Don Bosco High School. Once again, we do have particulars on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. We have a few other events that are also taking a place. Now, one reminder, because of our theme, Caribbean, don't forget Caribbean Tales. This weekend is when it all starts. So keep in mind, it says Caribbean Tales partnering with Islands of the Caribbean for a special screening series, okay? Now, this is called Gems of the Caribbean, and this is August the 17th, so that's this weekend, okay, at 5:30 p.m., and then on August the 18th at 5 p.m., and then once again at the end of the month, August 30th at 5 p.m., and this is all taking place at the CNE, the Canadian National Exhibition, okay? Now, the Islands of the Caribbean, or the OTC as they call themselves, the participating islands include Jamaica, Antigua and Barbuda, St. Lucia, St. Kitts, and St. Vincent, and the Grenadines. Okay? There's a lot more coming up, but we will update you accordingly. But right now, that is what's happening this weekend and at the end of August. So don't forget all about it. Okay, go and check it out. And they've got a booth and they've got all kinds of stuff going on. And the screening is free. Okay, now it says it kicks off with cocktail reception and three pack days of screening at the CNE. And they are at booth number. Now take this down if you've got pen and paper. Booth number 3237. That's for Caribbean Tales at the Islands of the Caribbean, CNE, and the screening, free screening, of Gems of the Caribbean. Okay? Now, we've got a lot more happening this weekend as well. What, you ask? Well, I'll give you a clue. It's played with a bat and a ball, and I don't mean baseball. Amen. Praise God. We have cricket, 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 cricket. We are going crazy with cricket. Rouse Ministries is so excited. We have to continue to welcome our friends from Barbados, the Pioneer Cavaliers Cricket Club. I just want to give a shout out. First of all, I've got to do my props. I don't want to get in trouble. I have to give a shout out to my uncles, my Uncle Ronnie and my Uncle Orville. And their best buds, Adrian, and I've also got to say my buddy Ruben, and they've got a friend, an attachment this time, and that's out to Victor, praise God. And I have to say hello to the lovely ladies that are traveling alongside of them. So hello to Sister Esther, and to Jackie, and to Andrea, and my girl Deborah, praise God. They are having a great time, and, you know, we're always happy to see them. And I have to say a shout-out to the other gentlemen on the team. Yes, they are gentlemen. They're all wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people. They've got hearts of gold, and they're just so kind and so enjoyable to be around. So I hope that they're enjoying themselves. They have a huge agenda taking place of different events, and we are going to continue to update you. Now, speaking of the weekend, tomorrow, the Pioneer Cricket Club, they will be playing in Cambridge, and they're playing the Cambridge Cricket Club, okay? So you may want to check it out. If you need details, get in touch. Remember, you can email us all the time. It's Pastor J. Rouse Show at gmail.com. Again, Pastor J. Rouse Show at gmail.com. Okay? And we're also on Twitter, so you can hook us up there. There's no J on Twitter, so it's just Pastor Rouse Show. Okay? And, of course, on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page, you can message us anytime, and we'll get in touch and return that call, email, whatever you need us to do. But, yes, they will be in Cambridge tomorrow. I believe the match starts at 1. I definitely will keep you posted. Now, commentaries, updates, and scores, courtesy of Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. But because I will not be able to be in attendance, the scores and updates will be presented by our friend, Pioneer member and Maxwell member, Winston Haynes. He's the public relations officer, as well as we'll probably get some more updated commentary from Mr. Pearson Morgan, and he's a retired sports journalist from the Caribbean Broadcasting Corporation, CBC, and I have to say it that way because the Canadians will think it's the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and that's not the case. Okay, now, this weekend, the challenge of all challenges, the Mississauga Ramblers are one of the proud sponsors and hosts this weekend, August 17th and 18th, of a two-day cricket tournament. It will be Barbados Lime Masters versus the Mississauga Ramblers Masters. And that takes place, I believe, I'm doing this from the top of my head, it's 11 a.m. out in Mississauga. Then in the afternoon, I believe at 2:30, will be the youth or the mixed group, okay, for both teams. So definitely want to check that out Saturday and Sunday. And there'll be award presentations and that sort of thing taking place as well. Definitely going to be a wonderful thing. We have a private banquet taking place on Friday. Invitation only, guys, sorry. For both teams, just as a reminder, you got to get back to us so we can confirm our numbers for the restaurant, okay? It's going to be lots of fun. We're looking forward to it. And what else do we have? Yes, we have more things coming up, definitely. Also, I just want to say one thing. Apparently, we now have a date for the Glass Awards for next year. We're still dealing with Glass Awards this year because it was so exciting. And things were so wonderful, and so there's still a lot going on with that. But just as a reminder, it says save the date, okay? So we have to get the date, and we will be giving you the new date, the new Glass Awards. That's for next year, 2014. I had it earlier, and I'm not sure what happened to it. But I will definitely give you the information. Obviously, we still have some time. Praise God. Now, what else do we have? Speaking of cricket, we have some updates that took place this weekend. Now, parts of our audio we did on our special sports edition, I was not a happy camper. I have to learn. I told someone I have to learn not to be such a perfectionist. So I'm working on it. Praise God. So this next audio, I want you to be able to hear. It's the actual, we interviewed Sister Andrea Codrington. She's one of the young ladies that came from Barbados with the Pioneer Cricket Club. And then we also had the privilege of speaking with Mr. Winston Haynes, the public relations officer. So I'm going to let you hear a little something, and that's going to be Winston Haynes. This was the interview that we did on Saturday, okay? Hang in there, and I don't think there's too much wind in this one, but you'll be able to pick it up, okay? Thank you. This is Pastor Jay Rouse here. We're on location here in the town of Markham. The Pioneers arrived yesterday evening, and they had a safe flight in. Praise God. Amen. And we're thankful that God could actually lift them up in the air and bring them back down and land them safely. Praise God. Yeah. And so we're here today because Pioneer are playing Markham, and the game is currently on the way. I'm here with Winston Hayes. Good afternoon, Mr. Hayes.
Good afternoon, Pastor.
And what positioning are you with the team?
I'm the PRO with the team.
Mm-hmm.
Such, it's great to be here in Canada. Beautiful weather. We left quite hot and sunny time back in Barbados, so it's good to be here in this cool atmosphere and enjoy the beautiful facilities that we have here.
Amen. Now, I know you've been here a few times. I know I personally got to meet with you 2 years ago when I first got to see you. Is that this the second time or you've been here prior?
No, I was from Canada back in 2017 with the British Airways Cavaliers. We used to tour here frequently too as well. That's why we're familiar with a lot of indeed. So we love playing cricket. We play cricket 6 days a week as such. The game has changed a lot since then. The standard and the quality have declined. The facilities are better. This, for example, is a lovely ground. If we had had ground like these in our days, when we used to have it, wouldn't it?
I had to actually do a definition of what is cricket, so I explained the sport itself, and I think a lot of North Americans can kind of relate to it to some degree with the bat and the ball and the
baseball.
Running, and it's kind of like they have to be able to exchange the base, and you know, the batters, but I, you know, at the same time I explained about different types of pitching, because in baseball they have their different types of pitches. I think sometimes too, you know, people fear the unknown.
And also, too, back in the days where the conditions really determined a lot how a game went, because they went, for example, covered pitches. Nowadays, the rain can fall for an hour, and the game can continue 5 minutes after because of improved facilities, better drainage. You know, back in those days, if the rain fell for half an hour, the game was off.
Mm-hmm.
So these weren't good. So, as I said, conditions are better. The playing is better. There's more money involved in it. There's more incentives and such. Somehow there's more television and advertising.
Mm-hmm.
The standard has dropped a bit, but it still has its interest. It's still the second most popular sport in the world of football.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're also, I know this for a fact, that you're not only just a member of the Pioneers, but you're also with the team Maxwell. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of biased because I have uncles associated to both teams.
Right.
So are these the only teams you're affiliated with back in Barbados?
Right. Actually, Pioneers consists of members from different teams in Barbados that play in different leagues, different competitions, because Pioneers is not a team that plays competitive cricket in Barbados and stuff, but it has members from each team playing together that comprise Pioneers. Luckily, there are about eight members or so that play with Maxwell that play with Pioneers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good interaction because we use the facilities a lot. When we have our activities, when we have our events, it's easy for them. Maxwell has a clubhouse, you know. Pioneers doesn't have a field, they don't play the competitive, but each member here plays competitive cricket for a different club, different divisions, different zones. So that's what, but to bring that diverse group of people together as a group every 2 years and tour and travel, it's great.
I've noticed the camaraderie is you're like family now, so
that's
everybody
true.
Seems to mix and mingle. And I've but one thing I did notice 2 years ago that left me kind of inquiring, but understanding that some of the, even the Canadian teams that you guys play with, like Pickering and Markham, there's the Police, Malvern. I'm trying to see if I've left out any others, but I think they seem to kind of mix each other's teams up because of, like you guys, they consist of some of the same players.
You know, what I find a lot of teams, even this team today, you will see some Sri Lankans, you will see some Indians,
mm-hmm.
you will see some Pakistanis, and you'll see some West Indians. So that's good for the sport. It means that originally, I think this was a West Indian club or Barbadian club, but now it has that diverse group playing cricket for them too, which is good
right.
because you're getting more of the younger Pakistanis and Sri Lankans who love to play cricket
mm-hmm.
in Canada playing with these teams. So that's good for the sport.
Yes,
it's very good for the sport.
Definitely.
Indeed.
And as we had said, the history of it actually came from England, and I'm British, so I'm kind of proud of it.
Actually, I think the cricket first was played between USA and Canada back in the 1780s, if you believe it or not.
Okay.
So first it was played here before it even was played in Europe.
But that's probably because of the British background.
Right.
So they're
yeah,
both they just fought for land. But
right.
I mean, other than that, they were all really technically British, and it just they had to decide. You know, we're not talking civil war here, but
right.
we're talking like two different countries that basically fought over freedom for land.
That's
so.
True.
But it's funny because, I mean, it, much like polo and some of these other classier type sports,
yeah.
it was a game for the riches, ironically
yeah.
enough. So it's got its distinction, and I guess there's a certain way because of the cleanliness of how you play in white. I mean, to play in white,
yeah.
as a parent, I don't think I'd ever put a child in white to go outside and play, but I mean, there's a level of class that goes with the game.
Right, and also now you will notice now too, we've moved away from the white and there's a lot of color. I think that's what makes the sort of game so attractive, because they're playing colored clothing
mm-hmm.
and they play at night and the light, the sight screen turns from white now to black.
Yes.
You know, so it's a really colorful experience
mm-hmm.
to be playing at night in color against the green background. Like, it's great for it.
Okay.
You know, that brings the excitement to the game. Now they find playing in the white as dull.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's, it's moved away from that. White was the traditional thing. It's
well,
moved away from
it
that.
Would help encourage the young people. Who
yeah,
want to be
right.
A
young
bit
people.
More
yeah, young
color.
People will find this white now. Now it's dull and boring and such. The colors now. Yeah, they're bringing more excitement.
I see you're all geared up and you're padded up, so you're getting ready to go. I don't want to keep you for too long, but I understand you're going to be assisting us. Sorry, we've got bees bothering us, assisting us with keeping some scores and things like that.
Yeah,
so.
I can bring updates to you
yep.
the games, how it went at any time, and depending on what we're doing, on and off, either feel free to call on me to
yep.
Just do our broadcast at any time.
Definitely, definitely. So we'll be hearing more from Winston Hayes, and definitely going to hear about scores, and I know he'll give me some highlights and some even embarrassing points, but we'll have lots of photos. And we'll have lots of video to share with everybody. So, Winston, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And God bless you. And, you know, I tell you to break a leg, but we don't need you to do that. So, and I know that ball can be real hard. That would do the trick right there. So you just be careful out there and, you know, go and hit it as far as you can. And maybe we can see if they can even keep up with you. Okay. Saturday was a very windy day, so our interviews on Saturday got so messed up. But I can assure you, after Saturday, all the other interviews were amazing. We even had some highlights, and we may be putting that on in the next couple days because we did an entire awards presentation audio from the match that they played on Sunday with Pickering. Now, I also had the opportunity of speaking with Pearson Morgan. Now, anybody who knows the Caribbean Broadcasting Corporation, they would know the name Pearson Morgan. And he's a sports journalist, very well known. And, yes, our audio got slightly messed up. We tried to do some editing, but I definitely want to share because I think he's wonderful. And you need to know he's wonderful, too. So here you go. This is Pearson Morgan and Pastor Jay Rose. Bonding like a family. Almost like friends playing with each other and just enjoying the sport itself.
Yes, well, when I joined Cavaliers, I can't remember, it must be about 7 years ago, but they were entertaining the thought of coming to Canada for the first time, and I must say that I don't want to pat myself on the back, but having lived here for over 16 years, I was instrumental in explaining to them, you know, pros and cons, and trying to get them to understand that when they came to Toronto, they would have a great time. And they had such a great time on the first occasion that they wanted to come back a year later. But now this is, I think, our fourth trip in about 8 years. So you can understand that the guys are happy. We also tour the Caribbean, but you know, every other year for the past 8 years, we've been here in Toronto. As the guest of our country, that speaks a lot.
It does. Their social aspect of what they do with the cricket. And I think it's important because it brings, I wouldn't say a not-so-serious aspect to it, but it makes it a little bit more comfortable to be involved with the sport of cricket itself.
Yes, well, that's the mutual thing between the two clubs, cricket, but like Marvin is a sports and social and cultural club, and I would say that we are the same, although we don't stress the cultural aspect. But we do the right. We do the same things in each club. So and there's a lot of mutuality between the clubs, and that's great.
Yes, I was speaking with one of the earlier guests on the show, and we were discussing about the growth of cricket in Canada. Now that we have Cricket Canada, and I understand we're trying to work on an ICC team. So I think more awareness is coming to the sport here in North America, as opposed to where it would be in England and in the parts of Africa and in the Caribbean.
Well, if you spoke to people like Vincent and some of the old stalwarts here who were members of clubs like Dovercourt and so on, they will tell you that we were very instrumental, Barbadians and West Indians and the whole were very instrumental in setting up the league earlier. Some of these guys helped to plant the grass at King City, the big cricket field at King City, grass and trees and so on. And there's no return to the game, but they still have the interest. So, you know, now the people from Asia have taken over the continents. Indians and Pakistanis have filled our spot.
Mm-hmm.
But we were primarily instrumental in helping to establish cricket many, many, many years ago.
Right. I was also mentioning too that the prices are more to the forefront now. Share purchasing by Donnie Wahlberg. No, sorry, Mark Wahlberg. Forgive me, Mark Wahlberg, a famous actor, musician in the United States, which seemed to have taken everyone by surprise. But I think if they're paying that much attention to what's going on with the sport itself, to invest into it means that they see something viable there.
Right.
What
right.
are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's good because for the first time, I think a match, an ICC game was played in Florida. I think it's Fort Lauderdale, which is the international home of West Indian cricket in North America. So cricket is coming more and more to the fore, And, you know, what can I say? It's not going to be as big as soccer, but it's holding its own.
Well, and actually, it's funny you should mention soccer, because soccer has its international aspect as well, but you'll notice it's still, once again, only in certain concentrated areas. For the same reason, hockey tends to be the key thing here in Canada. Soccer in Toronto is just starting to really grow, only because of all the international interaction. So I think maybe, much like that sort of a sport, it's key that as West Indians and Asians and South Africans and Australians, that we push to be able to make it a little bit more known and more comfortable.
Unfortunately, what is against us is that we are not producing enough young children who are taking up the sport. We find that West Indians, we are not very profligate in producing offspring, and even before our young children are more interested in their offspring into hockey and so on rather than cricket. So it's difficult.
Sponsoring many things, and we've connected up with the Mississauga Ramblers. Now, I've noticed, once again, a more Asian affluent type club. They have set up little cricket training camps, really pushing for the young people. So I think maybe, much like any sport, we have to sort of invest not just the money, but the time,
to
start getting children more involved and get them more aware. I think we as adults, we tend to show up at the games and enjoy them and enjoy the fellowship, but we tend to leave the children at home.
Oh, true, yeah.
And I think we have to maybe get them out here so they can see it and get more familiar with it. Much like me, 2 years ago, I didn't know much, but I got very involved in it. And I think we were saying that once you're connected to it, you tend to get more into it. And you grow. I'm learning so much more now that here I am hosting and sponsoring.
that's good. And I want to congratulate you on the work that you're doing, and wish you all the best. You know, it can only go from strength to strength.
Amen. And I'm trying. I only do what the Lord allows me to do, but there's a vision and there's a purpose. And I think as my show, being Christian-oriented, we try to bring things that are not standard church. Everyone knows church. We want the world to know that we are Christians. We have a great time and we have lots of fun and we get out and about and do things. And I think being from a West Indian background, one of the key things I know that they enjoy is the sport.
Well, it's interesting that no matter what sport you talk about, the Christians are out there spreading the world. I think even in athletics, there's a big Christian ministry as well. A lot of the athletes who are Christians speak about their Christianity, and that is good. But we as Christians must do our part and keep spreading the word, because if we don't, then Hollywood will take over and just bastardize the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that we as Christians hold our own and speak out and praise God and spread the word and the ministry. And I want to wish you and your ministry all the best and continued success.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. I really appreciate it. Obviously, we'll be seeing a lot more of you over the next two and a half weeks, 3 weeks, hopefully.
Yes, I'll be here until the team leaves for Boston, then I'm heading to New York. And interestingly enough, when I'm in New York, there is a radio program which is on the internet that I'm usually asked to do some work with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pleasure of mine to do that all the time when I'm in New York. I can't remember the call letters of the station now.
Well,
but it's
you
a
know
Christian
what?
Ministry.
You get
I
back
let
to
you
me.
Know.
I'm
yeah.
obviously going to see
right.
you.
Yeah.
And we'll definitely make sure we put a link
right.
on our broadcasting
right.
communication
That'll
page
be great.
And get some information out
right.
there. I know everyone wants to listen and hear what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to impose on you, and hopefully maybe we can do some
no,
updates.
No, that's not an imposition
would,
at all. That would be my pleasure.
Honored.
My pleasure. And, of course, anytime you're in Barbados or you or your listeners, they can feel free to contact us. My president, I'm sure, will give you a contact link. We have people in our club from all walks of life and
well,
all spheres.
Well, actually, it's funny you should say that because I will be there in October. I've
right.
got some interviews
Great.
Lined up. I will be
Great.
Doing interviews for my ministry, and I'm also an author.
I look forward to seeing
yes,
you.
Yes, so I'll be there too, but definitely we would love to get some more information. We will do everything on location, including recording the show as well as video, and we want to bring the Caribbean
mm-hmm.
to the rest of the world, so we'll be doing lots of video,
mm-hmm.
Anything we can to get everyone out to so they can fall in love with our little island that we love.
Great, and we need all the promotion and publicity we get in Barbados. Tourism is our business,
mm-hmm.
and we all play a part. That's our slogan. Tourism is our business. Let's play a part.
Amen. Very well said. I'm so honored that we could be here with you this evening, and we definitely look forward to hearing more from you, and I will also get that link. Thank you so much again for your time.
And I want to thank you for offering to interview me. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Likewise.
So that was myself, Pastor Jay Rouse, with Pearson Morgan, Caribbean Broadcasting Corporation sports journalist. Wonderful, wonderful gentleman. And as I said, we'll be hearing more from him throughout the entire tour. So, you want to know who won? Well, on Saturday, Pioneer Cricket Cavalier Cricket Club ended up playing the Markham Cricket Club in Markham. And Winston Haynes will give you the update on how the match went.
All right, Pastor Jay Rouse here. We continue here at On Location in Markham at the Pioneer Cavalier and Markham Cricket Match. We're at the end of the match now, and we're here with Mr. Winston Haynes again.
Yeah, and Pioneer Cavaliers lost their first match of the tour by 1 wicket. Very exciting match indeed, close match. Pioneers back in first in their 30 overs, scored 133 for 6. With Antonio Ford, top scorer with 62. Nice to the first made 39. Winston Haynes, oh, I know him. He made 12. And bowling for Markham, I see that Agard had 5 for 27. I see Smith picked up 2. And Keith also picked up 2 for 11 in 4 overs. That's a fairly tight bowling performance by the Markham team. When Markham batted, they struggled a bit. At one point, they were 17 for 4. Some tight bowling by the opening bowlers. But coming on to the end, Dionorine, who made 28, and Ali, who was 34 and not out, rallied the Markham side. Peter Weeks also batted well for 23. Glenfield Griffith also took 4 for 21 in 6
mm-hmm.
overs, so he had a very good match indeed.
Yeah, definitely.
Perch got 2 for 6 in 3 overs, and Yardbow got 1 for 29 in 6 overs. Pioneer Cavaliers were let down by their fielding. They dropped some 6 catches during the game.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think we had somebody injured, though.
Yeah, they were about their older side, so they struggled a bit in the field, but 6 catches that went to hand, you know,
mm-hmm.
and if 3 of them were taken, they would have won the game comfortably, especially
Definitely.
When at one point they had Markham struggling at 50 for 5. I think at the end of the 15 overs, the score was like 76 for 5 in 15 at that point. So
mm-hmm.
it was a close game, but Markham
Very
rallied
close.
In the end. Exciting game.
Mm-hmm.
It could have gone either way. I think the last pair added like 16 for that last wicket.
Yeah,
so
Markham did some pretty good batting there at the end.
Yeah,
there, and they got quite a few runs in there. They were getting a little exciting there
but as I said, poor feeling, let down Pioneer Cavaliers.
Mm-hmm.
They dropped some 6 catches on the day. You always say the side that feels the better, you know, catches win matches. And anytime you drop 6 catches, it's really hard to win a game,
mm-hmm.
unless the batting is very poor indeed. So, tough game, but losing by 1 wicket in their first game. Well played, Markham.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Griffiths was a standout. He made 39, and he took 4 for 21 in 6 overs.
Mm-hmm.
Would easily been the man of the match on this day, even although they ended up on the losing side.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Now, I realize that age made a difference. But it's actually pretty good, considering, because Markham has a pretty young team.
Yeah, I would say experience ruled
yes.
out first, because when you look back and you see that they were 50 for 5 at one point, I mean 17 for 4 and 50
uh-huh.
for 5, it shows that Pioneers were in control of the game at that stage, but the last three batters then is who really stood out for the Markham team. Ali himself batted very, very well for 34 and up. He batted thankfully as well, supported by Weeks himself, who played a good innings. And Deonna Ryan was solid. He batted for a long period too. So now those are the younger members of Markham,
exactly.
As you
very
said.
Young,
yeah.
Very
so
young, yeah.
They rallied the side then at that point indeed.
Yeah. So when you think about it, the youth kind of make their team a little bit and then kind of help them out a little.
That is very true.
So then I guess Pioneers have to start recruiting a few younger people again, and then they'll definitely clean house for sure.
We'll have to try to bring in one or two youngsters in for the to remain again.
Well, I know one of your youngsters that you usually bring is actually on the Lime team, and he's a captain of the Lime team,
that's
so I
right.
guess he's busy trying to prepare for his tour for when they arrive on Wednesday, but maybe you'll be able to steal some of their guys to try
well,
and help out if you need it.
That's very true. We've already spoken about that, that when they're here, they will help us out as well.
Because I know
they're
connected.
Not playing.
Definitely. And I think, too, you also have Errol Barrow, who usually hangs out with Malvern, and he plays for Lime, but he wasn't around any today to help anybody. So
yeah, well, we always wanted to play our guys the first game so that we ensure that at least everyone get a game.
Right.
You know, and then after that, you can juggle and mix according to how one feels. Some guys will take a rest after a game or two.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's tough to play two or three on a stretch.
Yes.
With the type of activity that goes on during the game, it's all day, all night going
yes,
as such at
yes.
this age. So
it is a lot, though. It is
yeah.
a lot. I mean, even just watching from the side, you get achy and you got to keep moving and keep staying involved. But I think all around they did pretty well. Now, tomorrow they take on Pickering.
That's right.
I know Pickering's another strong team.
Yeah, it's also a strong team. As I said, I hope we can supplement two guys, at least two players to help us out.
Mm-hmm.
As such, I know Griffith himself is carrying a little injury, a little leg injury.
Yeah, I saw him limping earlier.
Right, he may need a rest as such. But what we'll do, we'll get together tonight, talk about it, and put it together and regroup again tomorrow.
Okay,
you know,
well, maybe a night's rest. We'll see what it brings. I'm looking forward to it because it seems to get more and more exciting.
I don't think it's going to be a rest. They're still going to go hard at it tonight.
Well, but that's okay. They're here for a tour and they're here to have fun.
That's
but at
true.
The same point, I think based on the playing I'm seeing from 2 years ago, I would have to say I'm seeing quite a bit of an improvement. I think there's a more serious end to the game, I feel.
Yeah, we always thought that we could have won the game right down to the last over, so that's something that didn't happen last tour. I mean, we were in it right up to the last over. It could have gone either way. As I said, we just held two, three of those catches. It would have been over a long time ago, but it's part of the game. You don't see catches in the book,
right.
You know.
But see, and I'm still chalking it up to some injured people because some of them who were trying to make some of those catches, there were some amazing almost catches that took place, and it was phenomenal. I'm surprised that he actually even came that close to catching it and then was still slightly injured at the same time.
Yeah,
so.
Well, as long as we always ask you to make an effort, you know, at least once you make an effort or you try to do your best,
right.
there's nothing more we can
That's
ask
all
of
you. Can do,
right,
yeah.
So as you can see, the attempt they went to catch it, you know, it's not like a guy was jerking or didn't want at it because everyone had that will to win.
Definitely.
That's very important. So,
okay.
But yeah, we'll try harder the next game.
Well, we'll put it to a nice rest and then see what we're going to take on with Pickering. Maybe we'll see where they're at. You never know. They may be having a good time as well tonight, so we'll have to see where we take it from there.
The important thing is that we know we can win the game. We got that close today, so we'll try hard again next time.
Okay, I like that spirit.
All right.
And again, that's Pastor Jay Rouse and Winston Hayes. Thank you so much for joining us and taking the time out after the match.
Thank you so much.
Job well done. You did a good job yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Amen. Winston Hayes, isn't he wonderful? He really loves his sport, and he's very good at what he does. I like this. He's a very good public relations officer. So, those are the results of the Pioneer versus Markham cricket match from Saturday, August the 10th. We're going to take a slight break and listen to some more Calypso, Caribbean, whatever we can. And from there, we will get some updates. We've got Caribbean history and Caribbean cuisine coming right up, and then we have some more cricket news for you. But right now, this is Nika and My Bible.
You, how will you bring that? Me not in a damn thing, then, me brother. Me walk out, aye, aye, aye.
Okay. So, speaking of Bibles and history, here's a little information for you. For those of you who really don't know a great deal about the Caribbean or don't know the legacy of the Caribbean, so here we go. The history of the Caribbean reveals the significant role the region played in the colonial struggles of the European power since the 15th century. So it's been around for a while. In the 20th century, the Caribbean was again important during World War II, in decolonization wave, in the post-war period, and in the tension between communist Cuba and United States. Genocide, slavery, immigration, and rivalry between world powers have given Caribbean history an impact disproportionate to the size of this small region. So it may be small, but it's pretty powerful. Amen. And it's played a significant role in a lot of things. So it says, the oldest evidence of humans in the Caribbean is the Casamigos culture, and that's in Cuba, or it says in Hispaniola, which dates back to 4500 BCE and is associated with the edge grinders similar to those used in the archaic age Central America. So it goes far back. Now, there are discoveries by Christy Torres in Trinidad and Banwari Trace, where 4,000-year-old remains have been found. So the Caribbean people have been around for an extremely long time. Okay? And so they've done all sorts of stuff, and they've sought out things from 2000 BCE, in Antigua even. And it says, in a lack of pre-ceramic sites found in Windward Islands. So they found ceramics, bowls, and cups, and things like that from way before we can even begin to imagine time. And that's even been found in some of the Windward Islands and Central America. So they've been somewhat connected all along. And there's a big connection to the Europeans and everything and the movement itself. Now, we know that it was colonized because it says soon after the voyages of Christopher Columbus to the Americas, both Portuguese and Spanish ships began claiming territories in Central and South America. Then it says these colonies, brought in gold and other European powers, most specifically England, the Netherlands, and France, hope to establish profitable colonies of their own. Imperial rivalries made the Caribbean a contested area during European wars for centuries. So it kind of switched back and forth between British, Spanish, French, lots of that. And so it says, now let's see, it's got Spanish conquest. During the first voyage as the explorer, we all know the story of Christopher Columbus. I have my own thoughts on that because my theory is I don't know how one can discover land when there are people already on it. But, hey, that's history for you. But it says, during the first voyage of the explorer Christopher Columbus, and it says, mandated by the Spanish crown to conquer, contact was made with the Lucayans in the Bahamas and the Taino in Cuba, and the northern coast of Hispaniola, and a few of the native people were taken back to Spain. So do you see what happened here? He got there, he found people there, and he took them back to Spain. I don't know how he discovered land. It wasn't naked, it wasn't there by itself. But it says small amounts of gold were found in their personal ornaments and other objects such as masks and belts. The Spanish, who came seeking wealth, enslaved the native population. You see, the people were already there. And rapidly drove them to near extinction. My word. So, to supplement the Amerindian labor, the Spanish imported African slaves. Okay, so now we've got the movement of the people from Africa. Although Spain claimed the entire Caribbean, they settled only on the large islands of Hispaniola, such as Puerto Rico, Jamaica, Cuba, and Trinidad. And it's got dates, all dating back to the 1400s and 1500s. Although the Spanish made an exception in the case of the small, listen to this, Pearl Islands. I like that. Sounds so romantic. Pearl Islands, and that was Cuba, Cubagua. I'm not doing well here. Cubagua. I guess it was technically Cuba. And Margarita. I have to talk to my friend in Cuba. He'll tell me how to explain and how to say it properly. Off the Venezuelan coast because of their valuable pearl beads, okay, which were worked extensively between 1508 and 1530. Okay, and then they mentioned some other powerful things, and then we know about the slave trade and the movement there. And so then it kind of moved from there. But that's the history of the Caribbean. These islands were discovered with people already on it. And then it's even got the dates of the rebellions of the slaves on these particular islands. So they fought back. Okay, very good. Rather interesting information. And now we know that they are very much connected. And now we'll talk about where it is now. Okay, so now it says the mainstay of the Caribbean economy, sugar, has declined gradually since the beginning of the 20th century. Although it is still a major crop in the region, Caribbean sugar production became relatively expensive in comparison to other parts of the world that developed their own sugar cultivation industries, making it difficult for Caribbean sugar products to compete. And then it says, then we move into tourism, because we know everybody wants to go there. It says, by the beginning of the 20th century, the Caribbean islands enjoyed greater political stability. Large-scale violence was no longer a threat after the end of slavery in the islands. The British-controlled islands, in particular, benefited from investments in the infrastructure of the colonies. By the beginning of World War I, all British-controlled islands had their own police force, fire department, doctors, and at least one hospital. Sewage system and public water supplies were built, and death rates in the islands dropped sharply. Literacy also increased significantly during this period as schools were set up for students descended from the African slaves. Public libraries were established in large town and capital cities. So now it talks about what happened in the expansion. And so we know that right now in the 20th century, tourism is the boom. Okay, and it said some islands have gone against this trend, such as Cuba and Haiti, whose government chose not to pursue foreign tourism. Although Cuba has developed this part of the economy very recently. Other islands lacking sandy beaches, such as Dominica, missed out on the 20th century tourism boom, although they were recently begun to develop ecotourism businesses, thus diversifying tourism options in the Caribbean. Okay, and we know that there are so many different islands, and it consists of the Americas and parts of the structures of the Caribbean itself. So there you go. And then that leads us to my favorite part of the Caribbean, the food. All right. Caribbean cuisine is a fusion. So it's not just something that was developed. It was developed by a mechanism of blending in all these different cultures. So it's a fusion of African, Amerindian, European, East Indian, and Chinese cuisine. Now it says these traditions were brought from the many homelands of the region's populations. In addition, the population has created styles that are unique to the region. Traditional dishes are so important to regional culture that, for example, the local version of Caribbean goat stew has been chosen as the official national dish of Montserrat and is also one of the signature dishes of St. Kitts and Nevis. Another popular dish in the Anglophone Caribbean is called cook-up or palau. Achean saltfish is another popular dish that is unique to Jamaica. Callaloo is a dish containing leafy vegetables and sometimes okra, all amongst others, widely distributed in the Caribbean, with a distinctively mixed African and indigenous character. Ingredients are common in most island dishes are rice, plantain, or as they would say plantain, but it's plantain, beans, cassava, cilantro, bell peppers, chickpeas, tomatoes, sweet potatoes, coconut, and any of various meats that are locally available, such as beef, poultry, pork, or fish, as well as curries. The variety of dessert dishes in the area also reflects the mixed origins of the recipes. In some areas, black cake, a derivative of English Christmas pudding, may be served, especially on special occasions. Amen. And there you have it, folks. That's how we got our Caribbean cuisine. And so as much as we enjoy certain amounts of it, we start to think that it's unique. But it's actually a combination of many different things. And then they have unique things that are grown there, too, that you can't find all over the world. Just like you find certain things around the world, everywhere has its own traditional cooking, its own style, and its own type of vegetarian and things like that. Okay, so let's move along. We've got some more music. And then I want to connect you up with the scores from the match the Pioneer played on Sunday, and that was with Pickering. But in the meantime, let's play this, because we know that they didn't win their first game of their tour, but it was very, very close. And maybe this is what they did. They pushed, and that meant prayed until something happened. So let's check out Wincy and Cuffy and Push.
Wincy, you're probably wondering where you are. Well, I'll tell you where you are. You're in the room, and you will meet your doom. Don't waste time calling his name. He won't come back for you. He will never push your way out. These walls will crush you.
Well, look, we come to push again. We're pressing up until the end. Cause Jesus coming back again. Don't you forget this, my friend. This pressing thing will never end. This pushing thing will never end. This praying thing will never end. This prison thing will never end. Push, push, push. Pushing, keep on pushing, and never pressing, back to press, and pray, pray, and pray.
Amen. Yep. Push, pray until something happens. And let's see if prayer worked in the way of the Pioneer Cavalier Cricket Club and Pickering. Let's check in with Mr. Winston Haynes and see what the results were for Sunday's game. Good afternoon. It's Pastor Jay Rouse here. We're live on location in Pickering, Ontario. And once again, we're still taking part of the Pioneer Cavaliers Cricket Club's tour of Canada, and they've taken on Pickering today. And once again, I'm here with my friend Winston Haynes. I'm so grateful for you, Winston. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. I'm feeling much better than yesterday.
Okay. I can see there's a little bit of pep to step today. Oh, maybe good. You could tell us all why.
Well, today was a 35-over game, Pickering, and Pickering won the toss, batted first. They made 194 for four in their 35 overs. Hugh Murray, the veteran, he made 71. And Lee, the opening bat, he made 83. A very good partnership. They put on 150 runs together for that second wicket. And you can graze the other opening bat, made 10. Bowling for Pioneers, Burt was the best bowler. He took 3 for 35 in 6 overs. Interesting because for Pioneers, both Chester Yard and Glenfield Griffith, they've had two good spells, 7 for 33 and 7 for 28. That saw the Pickering score being 56 for 1 in 17 overs. So, but they really accelerated afterwards, especially some fine batting from Hugh Murray. He really stroked the ball well over the left outfield. And 194 was a good target.
Yes.
It would have taken some very good and steady batting from Pioneers to eclipse that.
Right.
Well, they did what was most important. They had a great start.
Mm-hmm.
Antonio Ford, Wayne Farnham, they put on 83 for the first wicket.
Mm-hmm.
Farnham made 30. Ford carried his bat right through and made 111 not out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Peter Seeley 17. Oh, I managed to get 13 myself.
Okay.
And Pioneers knocked the runs off with four balls to spare. 34.4 overs. So a very exciting match indeed. A win for Pioneers that I predicted yesterday.
Uh-huh.
You know, after yesterday's performance, which was a close loss,
yes,
they put things together. They're fielding much better. I don't think that we dropped any catches today,
mm-hmm,
which obviously is a big difference after dropping 6 yesterday.
So how did we do today? What was the score?
Well, Pioneers, as I said, made 196 for
4
in reply to Pickering's 194 for 4 in 35 overs. Pioneers won with 4 balls to spare, won by 6 wickets in the last over. Football to spare.
Okay.
A very good crowd, a colorful crowd. It was an exciting, tense game. It came down to 15 in the last two overs,
mm-hmm,
and then 6 in the last over, and Antonio Ford struck a 6 the first ball, the second ball of the over, anyhow, to win the game.
Okay, I think some of your injured were a little bit rejuvenated today, so you weren't dealing with so many injuries.
No, the guys, funny enough, the guys had an early night, you know, and did some work on some of the injuries, so we made one or two changes. Farnham came in today in the opening bat, and he was really stroking the ball well with Ford. As I said, they put on 83 for that first wicket,
mm-hmm,
and that was really what set Pioneers on the path.
Forward, yeah.
Yeah, and it was 83 in like 16 overs, so
mm-hmm,
it was good. It was a good steady start, and that was important to the chase. And then after that, Ford began to accelerate. As I said, beautiful knock, 116. He struck like 4 sixes and 8 fours in that knock of 111 not out. One of the youngsters from Pioneers is only 24 years of age, and this is his first tour of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good to see in the two games so far. He's had scores of 61 and 111,
yeah. Yeah,
which means that he has adapted well to the conditions in Canada.
Uh-huh.
I know before we left, we told him it would be a little slower, and he was in good form in Barbados before we left too. He's got a few 50s under his belt,
okay,
in local competition there.
Good.
And on top of that, he also had a fairly good spell bowling too as well. I think he bowled his 7 overs for 38 runs.
What is his name?
Antonio Ford.
Ford,
right.
Okay, this is Ford. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he's a really nice prospect, and it's good,
mm-hmm,
to see him adapting to the conditions. It would have been his first tour actually as such.
Right.
And
we were talking about that impact we needed to bring in some more of the youth into the team itself.
That's right. It's a mix, as I said, with a few youngsters, with the old matured fellows, and it's a learning process for them. You know,
right.
It's a learning process for them. I'm sure when they get back to Barbados, it'll make them a better player, having played under different conditions. You know, today, for example, was a cool day.
Yes.
As such, in Barbados, it's normally 90 degrees. It's hot and sunny. Today was a much cooler day, so you have to adapt not just to conditions, but to the body.
Right,
the body itself being under that cool sphere. So
definitely,
it's a good experience for him, and it seems that he's a fast learner.
Yes.
Very good prospect.
Very good. Very good. Well, we can probably say Pioneers won today. Like you said, it was a close run yesterday.
Yeah.
Now I think the next one you have is Wednesday.
I think, so we get a break now for 3 days or such, which is needed for the old guys to recuperate after playing two days on a stretch.
They'll get some much needed rest and some sightseeing and some hanging out and lounging and
that's
some
right.
relaxation, much needed.
Yeah.
So we'll be hearing more again from Winston Hayes on Wednesday, most definitely. I will be tied up on Wednesday, so I will not be in Cambridge. I've got to deal with the Lyme incoming.
Okay.
But we will be at the hotel. We'll be able to connect with you, so I know I'll be able to get some scores for Wednesday.
Sure, I'll get
so what are you thinking is going to happen? I know you guys have done the Cambridge run before.
Cambridge, we think, is one of the better grounds. The entertainment is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
We're all excited to play there. It's one of the grounds where the ball actually comes on. So seeing the way how the fans are feeling now, everyone wants to play there. It'll be a good game. Again, we had a close game last time. I think we lost in the last over last tour we were here, so we're looking to redeem ourselves this year, especially now that we've got the groove of things.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, chin up and we'll see where it goes from there.
Okay.
We'll just keep the spirits high.
Thank you. Looking forward
all
to
right.
it. And thanks for sure.
Thank you again, Winston. It's always a pleasure. This is Pastor Jay Rouse signing out on location in Pickering, and we'll meet again.
Okay.
God bless.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay. So there you go. What did we say? Push. Pray until something happens. Amen. And it surely did. And I think we're going to have to try and connect up with this Antonio Ford, because he's a young fella and, he seems to be doing well. I'll let you guys hear the presentation of the awards ceremony, but not today. But he did get an award. And probably well-deserved. And I think he was even a little injured on Saturday and was still out there and still hustling. So kudos to you, Mr. Ford. But, yes, it's a pleasure and it's a joy to be hanging out with all of these people and enjoying the wonderful match of cricket. And I'm certainly enjoying our Caribbean month. So we also want to hear from you. On Sunday, we did a special sports edition, and we talked about Brian Banks, and that's a story beyond stories, just a phenomenal situation. And we want to hear from you. If you had to undergo a lot of what Brian Banks is saying and doing, then you need to talk and tell me or email me. If you had to go through what he had to go through, how would you endure? Definitely, 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 you got to get back to us. We want to hear. We'll post it again, and we'll definitely touch base. But in the meantime, what we had said on Sunday about the Brian Banks situation, and, well, anything you go through, it says that you have to learn to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will direct your path. Now, the key thing is not just to hear what it says, but you also have to understand exactly how it's broken down. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. So technically, that's the first part. You've got to learn to trust. And trust is a hard thing to do with anybody. But if you have to trust someone, I would highly recommend that it be the Lord. Praise God. And then it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. Our ways are not His ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And His words are not our words. And so we have to learn to not try and understand and break it down. And, you know, I think this is where science has gone crazy. I mean, I love science. I really do. But, you know, I know they're, what is it they say, that saying, inquiring minds want to know, to the point that they get overzealous and they want to break down everything. And they thought, oh, now we've even discovered something in the universe to determine how life was created. And, you know, it doesn't work. And when they start calculating and putting it all together, it still didn't sum up. Because you know what? There are some things that we just don't understand. There are things we can't understand. And there are things that we will never understand. But if we trust God and we follow God, then we don't have to sit down and try and break it down and analyze it. We have to be like children and be obedient. Amen? And then we will come out better in the end, because he knows what's best for us. We like to think we know what's best for us, but he truly knows what's best for us. And we have to learn to give in to that. Amen. Praise God. And then he will direct your path. But it's a few steps. It's not all in one. You got to trust. Then you got to lean not to your own understanding. Oh, and you have to acknowledge him. You have to accept the fact that he is there and acknowledge him. And not every now and then. This is in all your ways. So everything you do, it should be full acknowledgement. And then he will direct your path. Amen? So you got to follow the steps. And some of us like to skip some, or some of us just don't like to do all. So, amen. So on that note, let's close out. We're going to do Never Diss the Man by Sanchez. He knows where it's at.
The next minute you're gone away. Hold up your heads, my brothers. Be conscious, my sisters. And by your works you shall surely be paid. Christian to call on your name, hey. Shout out the name Jehovah in the valley. Shout out the name Jehovah on the hill. Shout out the name Jehovah on the plain. Or even if it rains, call on the name. Call on your name the same. Call on the name. Living this minute, the next minute you're gone away. Hey.
Amen. Praise God. I love Sanchez. Okay. Last minute shout out. J. Wright Rouse Books. Yes. J. Wright Rouse Books will be available at St. Clair College. And that is on the 18th for the day. And that will be through Illustrator. Natalie Montcalm, she's the illustrator of When the Baby Arrives and Sharing in Numbers. She will be there at the Family Fun Day event, and all J. Wright Rouse books will be available for purchase. Very, very, very cheap. So stop by and come and see Natalie Montcalm and get some books. And check out what's happening at St. Clair College. That's at Windsor, Ontario. And that's on the 18th. And there will be an event page put together. And it will not be on the Rouse Ministries Broadcast and Communications page. It will be on the Rouse Ministries Publishing Division page, as well as the J. Wright Rouse Author page. Okay? So keep that in mind. Don't forget, we got lots of cricket happening Wednesday. We have cricket happening all weekend. Definitely lots of exciting things taking place and some more games. We will check in with you again with the update of the agenda of the cricket. Caribbean Tales, don't forget that there's a free screening at the CNE. I hope you got that booth number at the CNE. And that's also in combination with Islands of the Caribbean. So go and check that out. After cricket, amen. You want to do it after cricket, praise God. Once again, we want to hear from you. Pastor J. Rouse Show at gmail.com. Again, that's Pastor J. Rouse Show at gmail.com. And on Twitter, there's no J, just Pastor Rouse Show. And also, don't forget, we still have our charity challenge going on. If you have glasses and you no longer need them or wear them or use them, well, then we can use them, and we are going to get them to Sister Claire, and she will be able to take them to Guatemala with her in November, and we can bless some people. Amen. That is our charity challenge, so don't forget. But in the meantime, remember, the scripture was, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. Acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will. Notice it doesn't say he might, or he'll think about it, or maybe he'll consider it, or if you're lucky. No, it doesn't say that. It says he will or shall direct your path. But if you got to do all those things first, you know, I heard them talking about the Battle of Jericho. I always laugh at that because it wasn't really a battle, because technically, you know, it might have been more of a battle for them having to walk around for 6 days, and then on the seventh day having to walk around and say absolutely nothing. But obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. You cannot have things the way you want and then still expect God to do what you tell him to do. Who runs who? If you think you can boss the Lord around, then I wish you all the luck in the world. Amen. Praise God. But I know me. I know I'm sticking with him, because I know nobody will ever love me like Jesus. I have yet to find the man who's willing to lay down his life just for me. I don't even know if they would lay down a fly. Hey, most of them won't even kill the spiders we want them to kill. Amen. Praise God. I know the ladies out there got that one. Praise the Lord. But yes, nobody will love you like Jesus will love you. And I just pray that you have a blessed week. We will touch in base all week long because of all the updates we have going on. And, you know, we're going to continue to pray for you. As busy as I am, I'm never too busy to pray. I'm never too busy to pray. I would always find time to pray for you. And we do get your prayer requests, and I want to give a shout out to that minister in Pakistan who contacted us, and he's doing some wonderful things. to keep keeping on, amen. And we get contact all the time. I want to give a shout out to my friends out in Kenya who always contact us. We're praying for you. We're praying for our friends in Nigeria. We're praying for our friends in Pakistan. We're praying for all sorts of people. And we're praying for everyone around the world. But more importantly, we're praying for you. Because you're worth praying for. Because we want to see the best things in the world happen to you. Because we want to know that you are right, you are good, and everything is okay. And more importantly, we want you to have joy. We want you to have love. We want you to have peace. We want you to have whatever the Lord would have for you. But until then, we'll continue to pray. And remember, Jesus loves you and so do we, but he'll always love you more. God be with you until we meet again.
The sound, you do it forever.